enjoyed the candidate forum for the League of Women Voters last night. Great turnout, great candidates, and it was really interesting.
A lot of good questions there. It really was very well run and very well attended, I thought.
I agree.
Yep, indeed. Well, we have you in here this morning because it is going to be election on Tuesday, as a matter of fact. We've got several issues that are coming up, but there's a couple for Audrain County Commission and Audrain County as a whole, correct?
That's correct. Every 4 years, we are required by statute to put a 35-cent levy on the ballot. Been doing that for about 40 years. And that is an added levy that we get. It goes solely to our road and bridge department. And it's essentially our ROC budget. When I came on the commission in 2011, road ROC that we put on our gravel roads was costing us $4.80 a ton. It's now $10.80 a ton. And so this is really, really important for us to keep gravel on our roads. We do not supplement road and bridge department with general revenue. It is sole source funds through levies and then, of course, our small structures tax that we'll talk about later.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, there was actually one bridge that actually was repaired last week, as I'm understanding it. I was on vacation, so I didn't hear anything about it until last night. But can you tell us about that?
So our small structures tax is for structures that are under 20 foot in length. We have over 150 bridges in the county. They're 20 foot in length and longer. And those, for those to rebuild them, we can get help through the federal government through the off-system bridge program. And they'll help us, they'll pay 80% of it. But it's, and so we had a half-cent sales tax for 30 years here in Audrain County to replace those. That went away in 2010 because we were essentially done replacing them. In 5 years ago, we went to the voters and said, look, we need to do maintenance on these bridges, and we also need to replace the ones under 20 foot we can't get any help for. So we had a bridge last week that a local landowner out there, Ricky Mungler, called and said, hey, there's a hole on the side of approach to the bridge in the road. And our engineer, Brian Hafner, and our road foreman went out there and looked at it, and it was much more than a hole. The whole abutment was undermined by the river. And those bridges are being inspected this month. MoDOT inspects them every other year. And but actually that bridge could have failed with the undermining that was done on that. So our crews had to go in there. They assessed it and decided what we had to do. They went in there and with the Traco and completely dug out the approach to the bridge and had to push riprap and fill underneath that. And the good news is it was only closed for 3 days and we got it back open. That's one of the things that the small structures tax helps us do.
Now, where exactly in town is this at?
So it's if you go out north of Mexico on County Road 350, Molina Road, and when you you get out about 8 or 10 miles and then you turn right, it's another crossing of the Salt River. I think it's Road 360, and that's where it's crossing there. And there's only, as you go north of Mexico, there's only about four places you can cross the Salt River between Mexico and the Monroe County line. And so it's quite a long detour for each of those. And so it's really important to have those roads available for people and school buses to be able to get around and do their business.
Now, this was just one project. About how much did it cost to get this fixed?
Fortunately, our crews have the expertise and we have the equipment. We were able to do it in-house. So I don't have a cost estimate on it is what it is right now. But if we'd had to hire a contractor in there, it would have been a significant amount of money. But we also use this program to replace structures. And so right now we have underbid with McCurdy Construction down on the east end of the county, five structures that they're putting in for us. Quite frankly, we are replacing so many structures, our crews can't keep up. And so we're contracting some of that stuff out. These smaller bridges, may start out right now. We've got one that we just let a contract for engineering here just the other day. It's a small little concrete box, but it's right at the crossroads. Trucks cannot make the turn on it. It's been a problem for a long time. It's going to go back, a little old concrete box, when you do the engineering on it, it's going back a $257,000 bridge.
Wow. That is...
But it's going to be a tremendous upgrade for that whole area and open it all up so you can get truck traffic through there and school buses and garbage trucks. And so it's been something that's been on the list for a long time.
I understand. So a 35-cent tax levy and then a small structures tax will be on the ballot on April 6th, correct?
It will be, and they're both continuations. I was at Orsland's yesterday on my lunch hour picking up some sprayer parts, and a neighbor said, "Hey, you got a couple things on the ballot. Are those new taxes?" And I said, no, they're continuations. The first one is a property tax levy. That's 35 cents that we've had. The voters have been gracious and approved for years and years and years. And then the other one is a quarter cent sales tax. And that's what we use for our small structures program.
I understand. All right. Tuesday, the polls will open up at 6. They'll close at 7 o'clock. I think absentee voting can still happen on Saturday is what they were
saying.
That's
right. The clerk's office is going to be open on Saturday morning till noon. So, but what people need to remember is that the rules under COVID-19 that we experienced last year through the election cycle do not apply now. Absentee voting is reserved for people that are going to be out of the community or can't get to the polls on that day. Other than that, we're still expecting people to go to the polls in person.